Everybody, welcome back to the Life Without Limits podcast. I am Yogi Roth, and we're coming to you live from the rooftop of this little home in Dubrovnik, Croatia. It's magical. It's beautiful. I'm overlooking the old city, and anyone who's been here knows that this place just captivates you. It's where the Game of Thrones is filmed, so all you throners, I think that's what you're called, you're going crazy right now, and yes, I am not a throner, but yes, I am going to start watching that show just based on being here. So anyway, I want to say thanks for all the amazing comments on social media, the reviews on our iTunes page, and keep it going. This podcast thing keeps feeding my soul. This trip has been unique in terms of it's the only one that I've ever captured via audio, and it's been a blast. The last time we talked, I was in Venice, very nostalgic, very NPR-like, giving you this dramatic read while drinking a coffee overlooking the water, and it was awesome. And I know hopefully some people got some chuckles, and it's okay if you can bust my chops about it. I'm all right with it. But literally right after I hit stop recording, it started pouring. And about a couple hours later, my friend Joey, who came on this Croatian leg of the trip with me for the most part, we go and get another boat, and we're on our way to Croatia. And I have this great idea that we're going to take a boat to Croatia and we're not going to fly there. It's going to be awesome. We're going to save money and it's a total adventure thing to do. Well, I didn't know that it was going to pour all day and all night. So we're out in the middle of the ocean. All of a sudden, this boat starts rocking. And it's a lot of, you know, hee-heeing and ha-haing right when the boat gets going. And about a half hour in, it starts really rocking. I'm talking getting 5 to 10 feet of air. You know, the waves are rocking. It's going left, right, up, down. Everybody's laughing. And all of a sudden, boom. It gets serious. And then all of a sudden, the throw-up bags come out, and it gets really serious. And then all of a sudden, it turns into Stand By Me. One person throws up. Next person throws up. Person in front, behind, to my left, to my right, diagonally, 45-degree angle, whatever you want. Literally, I think everybody threw up other than Joey Roberts and I. And he was completely focused. I had a laser beam out on the horizon. I was like, okay, yo, whatever you do, you're not throwing up. Just stay focused. And thankfully, nothing came up. But it was an incredible and it's kind of a classic start to this leg of the journey. But anyway, we land in this tiny little island or this tiny little town in Croatia. And we get taken in, go to a great dinner. It's an awesome night. And boom, the next morning, the sun comes up and we are hitting it. And we go right to Plitvice Lakes National Park. And if you've never seen that place, put it on your list. It is a must-do joint, absolutely epic. And the story I want to tell you three different stories on this podcast about Croatia and three different experiences. But within Plitvice Lakes, it really took me back to the power of play. You know, our dad, who many of you have gotten to know through Life in a Walk and appreciate all that support. And by the way, we're going to, a little tease here, we're going to have him on for Father's Day on this podcast. But he always talked about free fun. And how nature's free fun is in abundance. And it prompted this idea in me as I reflected upon that day about the power of play. And I've always said that a ball saved my life. And while my actual life was never really in danger as a kid in Pennsylvania, the purpose and direction of my life surely was. And if it wasn't for a basketball and the Dalton basketball courts and then a football, I don't know the direction my life would have gone in. And which led me to the idea of, I think all of us live on this journey and we're in danger on our journey if we don't listen to our path, if we don't listen to our heart, if we don't listen to our desires, and if we don't take advantage of the fun along the way. If I didn't listen to that free fun of playing hoops, I don't know what would have happened with my life. Just like when I was at these lakes, every corner I turned around, it was free fun. I felt like a kid again. I was giggling. I was smiling. I was taking pictures. I was running. It was the greenest greens. The waterfalls were as epic as I've ever seen. And I've been to Iguazu and Niagara Falls. And of course, it brought me back to my favorite book, The Alchemist. And Santiago talks about his personal legend. And I think that's what life is all about seeking your personal legend, charging, going forward, and making sure you're having fun along the way. And if you need some advice on that, listen to a past episode with Kevin Carroll. He talks about the power play. And as we get older as adults, we lose that. And at Plitvice Lakes, it was a lot of free fun, and it was a lot of playing. A couple days later, we found ourselves in the island of Hvar. Now, if anybody who knows me, I'm always down to experience a new island, some new fun. But also, if you know me, you know that a football field at night with only the house lights on, is probably my favorite place to be in. I mean, it's amazing. There's an exhilaration. There's a comfort. It's a reminder for me of of where amazing happens. So much so that when I was a kid in high school, I'd work out at night alone under just kind of the streetlights on our field. When I was in college, I'd work a couple jobs. I was a bouncer. Don't laugh. I'm a bad dude. And I would, on the way home, I'd stop at Duquesne University and I'd work out at 3, 4, 5 in the morning because I knew no one else was. I just loved the feeling of an empty, dimly lit football field. There's just something about it. And it was always in the off season where I would enjoy these workouts, where I enjoy this time on my own. And when I got to Havar, it's the off season right now. In about 2 weeks, it's going to be the season, which means that it is going to be like Ibiza. And if you've never been to Ibiza, put that on your list as well during the summer because it's epic. DJs, music, parties, etc. Well, it's off season for another 2 weeks in Havar. And a lot of people told me, regardless of it being on season, off season, to not go. You know, like, ah, it's a party line, probably not your vibe, which it may be accurate, but I had to go check it out. I just had to go see it. It kind of had this allure, almost like a football field with these dimly lit lights. And away we went, and it was magical. The sun was out, scuba diving within moments, and literally I had to sprint to get onto the boat, barely made it. But once we got there, it was really unique. And I thought it was a great reminder that the off season sometimes can give us some of our best memories. So Havar, I want to thank you very much. And then of course to tonight in Dubrovnik, you can hear the wind coming through this deck that I'm on. You heard the church bells. You may even hear some people walking by, and I'm looking down on the city and man, it's just charging right now. And it's absolutely magical for all of you throners out there. I'm not a throner, but I'm going to be, I'm all in on it now. I apologize, but this, the city has made me a throner. But anyway, I believe that the traveling gods on this trip in Croatia, they looked after us. You know, it was supposed to rain all day. It was supposed to rain this whole trip, and it hasn't. And today was absolutely magical. Drove 4 hours from this place called Split down to Dubrovnik, and we checked out the old city. And it was really cool. It was full of walking. It was full of exploring. It means that you get to walk along these walls in this forgotten city and you think about the fortress that it is and that it was. You think of the history that went on here among the Croatians. You think about what Jason Bourne would do here if he had to run from rooftop to rooftop and imagine yourself doing it. And you really get curious. And for me, that's kind of where I go. I start wandering. I start wondering. I can't stop it when I'm on some of these trips. And today was no different. You know, you get in a place like this and your mind just kind of goes there. And, you know, today also marks the third leg of this journey. You know, and on every trip, as I kind of put a button on this podcast, every trip we seek something, right? Well, let's go see Machu Picchu. Let's go see Paris. Let's go see the Tower of London. Let's go see Dubrovnik and the old city. And ultimately, you see that, of course, but you see yourself in a different light. And you work on stuff internally, externally. And what I've learned is that thus far, you know, I got another quarter of this trip left. Thus far, I'm obviously really good at being solo. The last week or so, I've had a buddy with me, Joey, and it's been really fun to be challenged to travel with somebody. And I've done it before. I've done it with my dad, obviously. I've done it with friends. I've done it with a girlfriend in the past. But it's unique, you know, and for me, I don't really know where I net out in that. I just know that all in all, Croatia, Venice, Paris, London thus far have given me unique experiences and continually charged and recharged my life to keep going for it. So I guess if we put a button on the third leg of this Life Without Limits tour, one, I got to say much love to Venice and the rain, and thank you for me not throwing up to the travel gods. Two, obviously, thank you to the travel gods for getting us here safely and bringing some sun to Havar, the Plitvice Lakes, and of course, Dubrovnik. And finally, I just think that this is such a constant reminder that we're so small in the world. And while our lives can get so important, and I get it. Look, I live in the world of athletics. It is important. Games are huge, and I hype them up as much as anybody. But we shouldn't take everything so seriously. I mean, I promise you, as I'm looking down and staring at the old city right now in Dubrovnik, nobody has a clue who the number one draft pick in the National Football League was. And if they did, I don't even know if they would care. But to me, there's a beautiful reflection that goes on. I think when you get away from your daily work, get away from the daily rigors, you get to see how other cultures operate, get to meet people from all across the world. And for me, to be able to do it once more time and you know, enrich my life, and hopefully through this podcast, maybe able to give back a little bit to somebody who's seeking, exploring, learning about themselves, about others, and ultimately about the journey that we're all on, which is hopefully seeking our personal legend and going for it. So let's put a button on it. I'm off on my way to Biarritz, France. I cannot wait. I have been thinking about this place for the last year. It is one of the best longboard waves in the entire world, and I am surfing the entire time. So we'll get one more episode on this podcast, but thank you all for listening. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for sharing it. As always, we like to end this podcast with a simple phrase: the only limits that you set in life are the ones you set yourself. Lots of love, much love. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.